Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Memphis has shut down its Scorpion crime unit after video showed five of its officers beating and kicking Tyree Nichols. Reporter Chris Fox.
The Nichols family called the decision to permanently disband the Scorpion unit appropriate and proportional to the tragic death of Tyree and the next step on this journey for justice. Protesters on Beale Street called it a necessary move. Paul Young is the president of the Downtown Commission and candidate for mayor.
MPD has to make sure that at every level, all officers that are interacting with the people in our communities are equipped emotionally for those interactions.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Memphis.
The Reverend Al Sharpton compares the Nichols beating to that of Rodney King in Los Angeles in 1991.
I'm seeing another black man being beat to death. Rodney didn't die. This is worse. It's beat to death with no mercy on no crime that they can even find that he had committed.
Sharpton will deliver the eulogy at Tyree Nichols' funeral Wednesday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promises punishment for Palestinians a day after a Palestinian gunman killed seven and wounded five outside a synagogue in East Jerusalem, just ahead of talks with the U.S.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's planned visit to Israel and the West Bank in the coming days will be dominated by these latest tensions and growing questions over what, if anything, the White House can do to calm the situation. Imtiaz Taib, CBS News, Tel Aviv.
Former president and current candidate Donald Trump has made stops in New Hampshire and South Carolina. And as CBS's Christina Ruffini reports, he says he's committed to winning the White House next year.
The question is, are Republican voters as committed to him? Although he's the only declared candidate so far, many of his former allies have signaled they might challenge him, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a move Trump said he would consider disloyal.
An NFL player says he's doing well and he's grateful.
It's the first time DeMar Hamlin has spoken publicly since he was carted off the field in a stretcher earlier this month.
I couldn't do this without any of the support and the love.
In the social media video, he thanks everyone from the fans to the doctors who treated him in both Ohio and New York. The 24-year-old is promising fans they will hear from him soon.
This is just the beginning of the impact that I wanted to have on the world. And with God's guidance, I will continue to do wonderful and great things.
The full message lasts nearly 6 minutes. Matt Piper, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
ditches line and road. It's not quite the same, a sweet sound to sing. As far as it goes, wearing black for road. Let's call it a, let's call it a.
Madison's Bon Scorpion. That is Grievous Angel here on Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker, here with you till midnight throughout the Civic Media Radio Network. Go to civicmedia.us, grab the app, or check out our podcast. Before that, we heard a double shot from Sky Urchin to open Max Inc. Heavy. That was a song, Rose, and their brand new one before that to open everything up with Co Alone. Let's see, we got plenty of stuff coming up tonight. Some Brainerd, some Kudasai even, the takeaways, and of course some Last Crack at 11, Essential Last Crack at 11. Right now, let's keep it going. This is Dog's Blood, Underground Wards.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. Sync Radio, radio for the people. Out the prison, my fear is containing me.
Sigh. That is Rainy Day Radio. Of course, that features Butto from Last Crack, and we'll hear Essential Last Crack at 11, so stick around for that. Coming up, we'll have some Rap Bat Spider, The Takeaways, Damsel Trash, Lo-Fi Killers. We got it all right here on Max Inc. Heavy.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
We are the
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Damsel Trash, that is Feelings Are Boring from their 2014 album, Soup for Sluts. Before that, the Takeaways, End Up Here, and Rat Bat Spider, We Are the Horror. Welcome back to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker, here with you till midnight. We have a bunch of stuff coming up, including Pachinko, Cold Black River, Essential Last Crack, at 11. But right now, let's listen to, this is a relatively new band, a duo, some young guys from right here in Madison. This is Lo-Fi Killers with Chained. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
Thank you. From Megadeth, and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people. We'll be right back.
All right, Pachinko, Cold Black River before that. And we'll be back with Last Crack.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.